The standoff began Friday afternoon at a home in the 3000 block of Brom Road. In a news release, the sheriff's office said parolee Eric Nicholson was refusing to go to a mental health appointment, was breaking windows, and threatening to set himself on fire with gasoline if police approached. Responding deputies created a command post near the intersection of Brom and Orchard Roads, confirmed that Nicholson's family members were safely out of the home, and were told that Nicholson was having a manic episode and hallucinating. A check of Nicholson's criminal history showed he had been convicted of killing his aunt, Melody Trent of Evansville, in 1999. He was paroled in 2018. During the standoff, Nicholson's parole officer obtained a new parole violation warrant, and after consulting with Nicholson's family, the decision was made to de-escalate the situation by leaving Nicholson alone in the home. The sheriff's office used plainclothes officers to notify surrounding residents of the situation. At about 6 Friday evening, the sheriff's office found Nicholson walking on St. Joe Avenue near Moore Road and took him into custody. In the release, Sheriff Dave Wedding called the case a perfect illustration of the challenges of our criminal justice system when dealing with violent offenders who are in need of long-term mental health care. He called for, quote, adequate bed space and mental health resources. For WNIN News, I'm John Gibson.